Granky's sharp stuff helps Royals cruise past Angels 7-0. Kansas City, Missouri. Zach Greinke is getting to the point in his career where it seems as though just about every start brings with it some kind of record, even those that the former Cy Young winner never anticipated seeing. Like his name climbing the career strikeouts list. Hardly known for his overpowering stuff, Greinke nevertheless moved into the top 20 on Monday night while combining with four Kansas City Royals relievers to hold the scuffling Los Angeles Angels to 5 hits in a 7-0 victory. It's crazy. I never really thought about any of this stuff, but it's been interesting stuff happening the last couple of starts, said the 38-year-old Greinke, who is nearing the end of his 19th big league season. I've never really thought about it. Greinke scattered 3 hits over 5 innings before giving the ball to Amir Garrett, who worked around a leadoff double in the 6th. Jose Cuez handled the 7th, Scott Barlow the 8th and Josh Stomont finished off the 9th. All the support came after Greinke departed. Michael A. Taylor drove in 3 runs, Emmanuel Rivera drove in a run during a 4-run 7th, and MJ Melendez capped the rout with a 2-run homer in the 8th. The Angels' Noah Syndergaard went 5 2/3 innings, allowing 1 run on 6 hits and 2 walks with 6 strikeouts. Deserved a better fate, Angels interim manager Phil Nevin said. Now, the Royals will go for their first 4-game win streak of the season on Tuesday night. We're playing better baseball, Royals manager Mike Matheny admitted. You see those pieces coming together. It started with Greinke on Monday night. He navigated an error by Whit Merrifield in the 1st, worked around Shohei Ohtani's double in the 3rd and picked off Luis Ranjifo for the final out of the 4th. Along the way, Greinke punched out Andrew Velasquez for his 2,856th strikeout, moving him past Jim Bunning and into the top 20 on the career list. It's just amazing he's still able to get outs at the big league level the way that he does, Garrett said. The game's not going to push him out. When he wants to be done with the game, he'll be done. Ohtani's double came moments after he fouled a pitch off his leg and needed several minutes to walk it off. Syndergaard also dodged trouble through 5 innings, leaving runners in scoring position in 4 of them. But the Royals finally caught up to him in the 6th, when Taylor delivered a 2-out single to break up a scoreless game. The Royals added 4 more runs off Aaron Liu and Ryan Tepera, thanks in part to an error and 2 wild pitches, before Melendez went deep off Austin Warren to put the game out of reach. Just kind of one guy after another, Matheny said. That was a great effort late. Overturned at 3rd, the Royals' Nicky Lopez thought he had a leadoff triple in the 5th when Joe Adell failed to catch his fly ball to left field, but the call was overturned upon review and ruled a foul ball. Then in the 6th, the Angels' Jared Walsh tried to reach 3rd on a fielder's choice and was initially ruled safe before a review once again overturned the call. Trainer's Room. Angels. CF Mike Trout, who was eligible to come off the injured list Monday, remained there after his cortisone shot in his back last week. Progressing like we think. Basically, it's a lot of rest right now as we manage our way through his ill days, Nevin said. It's more of a day-to-day thing. Royals. C. Salvador Perez will begin a rehab assignment at AAA Omaha on Tuesday. He's been going about it pretty hard here for a while, Matheny said. Watching everything he's doing, he feels right. INF Bobby Witt Jr. was out of the lineup Monday after tweaking his hamstring over the weekend. Up next, Angels LHP Jose Suarez gets the start Tuesday night while the Royals plan to bring back LHP Angel Zerpa from AA Northwest Arkansas to take the mound. By Dave Skreta.